Hello, everybody, and welcome to the SOCAP Improv Comedy Podcast. My name is Ralph. I'm the owner and artistic director of the SOCAP Improv Comedy Theater in Toronto. We are at 154 Danforth Avenue, above the Black Swan Tavern. The Black Swan Tavern, for all your taverning needs. On the second and third floor, we do shows, classes. In fact, if you're listening and you're not in Toronto and you want to take a class with me, well, I do a class on Zoom on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern time, and anybody in the world can take that class. You could be listening to this somewhere in Antarctica, and you'd be like, boy, I could sure really go for an improv class right now while I'm not looking at penguins. And then you can have that happen to you. You could be in the wilds of Madagascar looking at the lemurs. You think, boy, oh boy, really like to do an improv class. You could. Although I'm guessing Madagascar is in a different time zone than Toronto. So you may have to get up early or go to bed late, or maybe not. Who knows? I don't know. Anyway, that's what's going on. And we'll do an episode on Zoom. But briefly, why would I ever want to take an improv class on Zoom? Well, other than the fact that you can do a class while in your pajamas. In fact, I've had students doing it while laying in a hammock. That was an interesting one. But anyway, there are some pluses. The big one being, in my mind, that you can see yourself. If you leave your camera on, you can see yourself on improvising if you choose to. You get some real feedback. Real feedback in terms of stuff you can see with your own eyes. Like filming yourself. You get to see, you know, when I say to people, oh, when you say something like this, you sound sarcastic or you look like this, and they don't believe me sometimes. But when you can see yourself on Zoom, you go, oh, that's how I really look. That's how I really come across. Like hearing your voice recorded for the first time, you're like, I sound like that? Yep. Oh, that's terrible. Anyway, today, almost forgot, we have a sponsor. Now, every podcast has a sponsor. This is ours, so I bring you a little message from our current sponsor. Looking for a wild adventure? Come visit Dale's Alligator Petting Farm, where you can get up close and personal with some of nature's most fascinating creatures. We've been delighting visitors for years. Come pet our gators today. Dale's Alligator Petting Farm, formerly Dale and Sons Alligator Petting Farm, just off Route 68. So if you're looking for some adventure, can't recommend Dale's Alligator Petting Farm enough. I can't possibly. Anyway, today I wanted to talk about two concepts that in my mind are misunderstood, mistaught, I guess, although and misapplied, misunderstood, all that stuff. Now I'll tackle the first one first. Boy, oh boy. It's a good thing I get paid to talk. The first one is the concept of yes and. And what does that mean? Boy, it's tough because on the surface, it suggests that you should always say yes. And I know there are some schools that do teach that, especially at the beginning. Say yes. We encourage you to say yes. And what that means is you literally say the word yes. Your character says yes. Are you my dad? Yes. And I have to talk to you about the ding in the car, right? That's the sort of beginning improv that most of us have seen. And when I talk to people who don't know anything about improv or have never taken a class, only kind of hear about it, many of them, or most of them, I think probably by now, have heard of the concept of yes and. So you can teach it that way. And I know people who do that and insist on doing it as a certain way to get that habit instilled within you. And then after a certain time, I don't know if they all do this, but I know some will say, okay, remember that thing I told you to do for a long time? Well, now we can stop doing that. Because you've gotten it into your body. You've changed your default away from no, which is very protective, into yes. Okay, I'll entertain this idea. Now, I don't personally like to do that. I like to teach the very same thing on day one that I would teach on day 10 million. And I do that. I don't change. But that doesn't mean it's like teaching, having sexual discussions with your children at a certain age. You know, it's appropriate. There's a certain time where a certain discussion is appropriate and you use certain language around it. But I try to do that when I teach improv. I try to have an appropriate conversation based on the level of where people are at. You know, I have like probably three or four different definitions of what improv even is. And the basic one, number one is it's making stuff up. That's what it is. It's just making stuff up with other people. So when I talk, say yes and because, you know, so here, I'll start this way. So as an example of, like, yes, you don't always want to literally say the words yes. I mean, you can think of an example where a character might say something that puts you in a position that's uncomfortable. Why don't we go into the other room? Now, and if that's something that's not, you're not comfortable with, of course, say no. No. So, and I'll have students who will do something like that, and something uncomfortable, and I'll say, well, why don't you just say no? Or like this person proposed something preposterous. And I said, well, why don't you just say no? And they're like, well, because I've been told I have to say yes. Well, in my class, you don't. You never say yes to anything that makes you uncomfortable for a multitude of reasons that I won't go into today. But comfort is something that's a good conversation to have. So the yes exists not on the level of the character, right? The character doesn't have to say yes. Want to go in the other room? No, I don't. And get out of my house, right? Or this date is over. That's saying yes. Okay. But that's saying, yeah, well, I mean, that's saying yes is on the level of the actor, right? As actors, we say yes to what's going on, but our characters can say no. So I might come home and confront my spouse and say, darling, are you having an affair? And it's perfectly reasonable for the character playing my spouse to go, of course not. Why would you think that, my love? I only have eyes for you. That's not saying yes, but it is saying yes on the level of the actor, because even though that character is saying no, the actor is saying 100% I am, because that would be more fun. It would be more fun to play a scene where there's actually an affair going on so we can have a fight about it or whatever we want to do about it. Right. So here's another example of when saying no raises the stakes a million times. If character A says to character B, are you okay? And if character B says, yeah, I'm fine, the scene's over. But the better response is no, I'm not okay. Now, in that instance, the character is saying no, I'm not okay. The actor, however, is saying yes to the idea. The idea of, are you okay? No, I'm not. Therefore, do something about it. I'm saying yes to the idea that I'm not okay or that I might not be okay, but there's something to be done about it. Because why would that question appear? Well, that's another good topic, is asking about where questions come from. So the idea, so yes, what is that? It exists in the level of the actor. Two cowboys meet. One cowboy says, if you're not out of this town by sundown, there's going to be some gunfighting. Are you leaving? Yeah, I'm leaving. Scene's over. No, I'm not. I'll see you at 5. See, that's saying yes. We're saying yes to the gunfight. We're saying yes to play. That's what we're trying to do. At the end of the day, what are we trying to do? We are trying to facilitate play between us, right? And yes allows us to do that. But no is protective. And you should use no in cases where you're uncomfortable. There's a scene that I've seen a billion times, and it's the pickup scene or the chase scene, and it's where there is a character, usually a male character, pursuing a female character, flirting. And sometimes that scene can be hilarious, and sometimes it can be so full of cringe you want to run from the room screaming. And it really comes down to how comfortable the character who's being pursued is. If the character that is the object of the desire is buying into it and having a good time, it's almost universally a fun, great scene, you know, because what's more universal than love, really? But if the character being pursued is not comfortable, is not trusting the other person is going too far, or in any way not 100% bought in, it's really cringeworthy. Because we are, even people who don't describe themselves as empaths, are really good at understanding how people feel. And if you're watching an improv scene and one of the characters on that stage is cringing, it's not a fun place to be, and you don't want that to continue. So if you're feeling insecure, uncomfortable, nervous, anxious, say it. Stop it. Because you're not doing anybody any favors. And everybody watching you is probably concerned for you. That's what's going on. So yes. Yes and exists on the level of the actor, not the character. Right? If I say, Mom loved you best. Okay. I'm going to play that she loved me best. Right? You say yes to that. But then I was like, oh, yeah, she did. And, you know, she should have because I'm the superior sibling. Or like, yeah, she did. And I'm sorry. It must have been terrible for you to have grown up in that shadow. But 95%+ of the time I've heard that line said in a scene, Mom loved you best. And it's pulled out a lot. The other actor will invariably say, no, she didn't. We talked about it. She loved us both equally. And now there's no yes. Because now we got to fight over reality. And reality is never going to be interesting. It's only in how we deal with the reality. That's what's interesting. Like life. Can't change what happens to you, only how you react to it. Okay, and the second concept is the concept of being positive. Again, it exists on the level of the actor, not the character. So if character A says, boy, oh boy, I really stunk up there in that meeting. The positive response is, he sure did. You're fired. You can be positive to the idea as put forward by your scene partner in order to facilitate play, right? Being nice in that situation doesn't work. That's being nice to the character, but not nice to the actor. If the retort is, what are you talking about? I think you did fine. In fact, I heard Jenkins saying they think you're in line for a promotion. See, now we're arguing back to arguing over reality again. And now we got to fight over whose reality we're going to listen to. So the positive one is to say yes. And be positive to the idea. That's the positive choice. Being positive does not mean being nice. Does not mean I'm going to like all the characters. Oh, you were here to murder me? Oh, well, is there anything I can do to help you? You want me to lie down so you can shoot me? You want me to put this blindfold on? I mean, you can play that. That's a really fun game too. But you want to be positive to the idea put forward, you know? And that's what being positive is. So if a character... you can even help, you know, if your character is being robbed, you know, you can even help the person robbing you by saying, oh boy, I hope you sure look in my pocket where I've got $20,000. Oh no, what have I done? Right? Because we're playing with each other. Remember, the robbery is not real. You're not really being robbed. So you can be robbed in the scene. It's totally fine. One of the biggest things is learning how to lose. Your character loses, but your character losing, you win because you're playing with another human being. That's the fun part. That's the secret sauce, the recipe. It's what you want to do. And so sometimes you got to be mean. Sometimes you got to lose. Sometimes you got to be the victor. And generally, in my experience, people aren't like that. They don't tend to be both. I like to win all the time or I like to lose all the time. But those people who can win sometimes and lose sometimes, be vulnerable and also be mean to other people. That flexibility that you gain from improv that you can take out into the real world and help you deal with people and things, it's invaluable. So those are my two things for today. So yes and, right? Yes and on the level of the actor. Characters can say no, I can scream, I can hate you, but I do that only because it's fun for us as actors to do. And being positive, I want to be positive to the idea as put forward by my scene partner. Even if that means they're endowing themselves as being worthless or miserable or stupid or I'm a jerk, whatever. I'm going to say yes and see where it goes. Unless exceptions, that's the word, of why you wouldn't do this. But the big one is how your level of comfort. And the other thing is, anything that becomes potentially offensive, then again, you're back to your level of comfort. I'm not going to do anything offensive. offensive to me or something that I think, well, that's a tough one, right? What's offensive to other people? I try to use my own guides. If this offends me, I don't want to do it. Because I don't like to assume what other people will be offended by. Although it's the usual things, right? It's improv. We're not running into territory that we don't already know pretty well. Things to avoid.
Anyway, that's a good podcast in and of itself. Although I have to think about that one. So I come fully prepared. Anyway, that's it for today. Thanks again for tuning in to the old SoCap Improv Comedy Podcast. Two things in your old tool belt. We'll talk more about. Hope to see you in my class one day if you're not already. And remember Zoom every Wednesday at 6. You can be in the wilds of, let's pick another country. Belgium. It could be in Belgium. You know, that's the one there. Or Ghana. Australia. Constantinople. Everywhere you want to be. You can come and join me. All right. Have a great week, everybody. And see you back here next Monday. Oh, for me, it's Monday. Anyway, have a gay old time, as the Flintstones used to say.